Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster and National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304 presidential candidate, Kenny Hodge. This morning, I want to spend a few minutes and talk to you about a subject that I recently podcasted on, and that is EEOs versus Article 2s. Now, just so everybody's aware, I realize we just had this conversation, but based on the questions and the actions of unions, I think we need to have this conversation again. It has come to my attention through members who follow me on my podcast page or listen to my postal podcast that for whatever reason, unions not only in Ohio just won't do Article 2 grievances. Now, I'm going to bring the focus back to Ohio because that's where I work and that's where I do most of my postal employee advocate work. But in Ohio, they tell the members it's not going to do any good. And in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, I can go as far as to say unions refusing, based on conversation that's coming to me, to file Step 2 grievances. Article 2 grievances at Step 2. Now, if they'd read their contract, it's very clear that that's how that Article 2 grievance should be filed. But the members in Columbus, Ohio, are getting a lot of pushback on that. And you still have union representatives filing Article 2s at Step 1. Now, to some, it may seem like, well, that's the process. No, that's not the process. The process is, if it's an Article 2 grievance, it gets filed at Step 2, reducing the time that it would take to get an answer back to about 7 days. They've got 7 days to have that meeting with you. Do you see the benefit of filing the Article 2 at Step 2? But for some reason, I'm hearing a lot of unions don't want to really do that. And I'm saying particularly to the union in Columbus, Ohio. Now, when we talk also about the Article 2 grievance, I want to say, again, I'm speaking pretty much to my branch. If Article 2 wasn't something that could be grieved, then it would not be in your national agreement. Does that make sense to you? I know you might not want to do that work, but if it's not something that's grievable, then it would not be in your contract. And members, you need to hold your stewards accountable for that, because I'm going to say this again and again and again. If you can have a conversation with me with documentation for an EEO, then you sure as heck can have that same conversation with your union filing an Article 2 grievance at Step 2. Does that make sense? If you've got documentation for me, you've got documentation for them. Now, I'm going to say this. Columbus, Ohio, if you attempt to file that Step 2 and your union won't file it, then I will accept your case and file the EEO and set up a redress meeting for you. But this I can only do for members of Local 304 at this time. But what I'm saying to my union is, if you don't do your job, then I'm going to let the podcast audience know that you're not doing your job. All you have to do is simply have a conversation with that member. And if that member has been discriminated against, file your grievance. You don't control, in most cases, the outcome. But you owe it to that member to put the fight up for the member. Does that make sense to anybody other than me? Just to confirm to you that my words that I'm putting out are not just words. I put action and hustle behind the words. Quick scenario, quick situation. Within the past week, Tour 1 mail handler wanted to file an EEO against a supervisor. He spoke to me. I advised him to see his union, file the Article 2. Union would not file the Article 2 for the mail handler. So because they are a mail handler, I'm duty bound to assist. So we filed an EEO. Now, let me tell you something, okay? I spoke with the supervisor, and whatever the EEO issue was had been resolved. We didn't even have to have a meeting. And you see, that benefit could have been provided by his union, but they failed that mail handler. Now, I'm sorry I'm putting it out there like that, but you got to know. And you also have to know that with Ken Hodge as your local president, those kinds of failures will be few and far between, because the training is going to be so much better. All officers are going to be always prepared to do their best for every mail handler. Hey, this is a good day to be a United States Postal employee, and a better day to be a member of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. Support Kenny Hodge for local president.